Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the co-coordinator of Winterfest 2019, Tom Loomis. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, good.
Glad to have you on with us today. Hey, we are getting ready for the big event. It's happening Saturday, January 19th, and you guys got a day filled with all kinds of great activities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff going on.
Well, where do we start? You know what? Let's start with something unique. It's called, well, maybe we shouldn't call it unique for Winterfest, but it is in a way. Build a Snowman competition, right?
Yes. Well, if anyone here in Michigan, you know, remembers what winter's like every year. You think you're going to have snow, and then it's like spring all of a sudden, the day you need snow. So, just in case we don't have any snow that day, we can make a snowman out of anything we want. It doesn't have to be snow. In fact, you're not even supposed to use snow.
Oh.
Just find any old object you can find that will make three round balls and put some arms and eyes and a hat and a nose and a scarf on it, and by golly, you're going to have a snowman.
Simple as that. So, you know, and then it's judged on the creativity, I would imagine?
Yes. Yep. And, you get from 1 to 10 points for each part of the snowman. So you got everything from a hat, the head, the eyes, the nose, the scarf, the body, the arms, the torso, all the way down. So there's like 80 points and then an extra 20 points for creativity. And the snowman can be 3 foot to 6 foot tall, anywhere in that range.
All right. Wow, what a clever idea.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, a clever idea there. And now, is that throughout the course of the day? Is that how it works? You know, as much time as you need on the 19th to get that done?
Yeah, well, you can bring it in the morning and assemble it there if you need to, or you can have it pre-assembled and bring it to the resource center, whichever works best. I imagine most people would assemble it and bring it.
Yeah.
But if you have to assemble it there, you got to have it ready by 1:30, because we'll be judging between 1:30 and 3.
Okay.
Which, you know, some of the snowmen will be at the resource center, and then some of the businesses have them out in front of their places. So we do have to take a little bit of time to travel around town ourselves to see each one of them.
Sure, yeah.
And judge them.
All right, so that's one of the big new events there at Winterfest. And again, you mentioned that's at the Plainfield Township Resource Center there in Hale. That's where kind of almost everything is revolving around, right?
Yes, and it's right in front of the fairgrounds. It's really convenient. It's right on the main drag there, downtown Hale. So if you're driving through town, you can't miss anything that's happening.
All right.
You drive right past the pavilion, and then it's right in front of the fire station there, the resource center is, so you can't miss it. Along with all that stuff, we have all the usual stuff for Winterfest going along with it at the resource center with the arts and crafts show. And so we have arts and crafts show from 9 to 4. We have bed races at 11 a.m., which is right there at that senior center parking lot, which is in that same strip right in front of the resource center and everything.
Okay.
The chili cook-off is also going on there from 11 to 2. And we also have our fishing contest over at Londo Lake and the puppet show, which is 3 puppet shows, 11, 1, and 3.
Okay.
And the puppets will be helping us usher in the winners of the snowman competition before their final show.
Awesome. Okay.
And then after all that, there's a basketball game over at the high school.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll back up a little bit so I can talk a little bit about each of those. That arts and crafts show, if you're an arts and crafts vendor, there's information online on our Facebook and on our hillyes.org website where you can get an application to do that if you want to do arts and crafts. Also, there's the applications for the bed races and the cook-off and the fishing contests are all on hillyes.org. Yes, the bed races, that's something we've been doing every year, and that's a fun event. Basically, get to race a bed across the parking lot.
Simple
as not
that.
Much that I can really explain other than the race of bad.
I think it's self-explanatory, my friend, yes.
And chili cook-off, that is a membership thing where you'll be able to go get a koozie and a cup and try a little bit of chili from everyone that's got chili out there. A lot of folks will have it there in the resource center, and some of the businesses will have it in their locations. So when you get to the resource center to get your koozie and try the chili out, there will be a list of all the places that has chili and where you can go and visit it and try their chili.
All right. Yeah, fun day, a full day of all kinds of great stuff to do to celebrate winter.
Yes.
Now, we went through things pretty quick there, Tom. If they want more information, the website, the best place to go?
Yes, haleyes.org and our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, either
the
one.
The Hale Area Association Facebook page and the Winterfest Facebook page.
Very good. Tom Loomis, the co-coordinator for Winterfest 2019 in downtown Hale. Don't miss it, coming up on January 19th. And again, Tom, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
All right, thank you.